Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 168 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We can continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. We're going to talk some bowling today. My only guest is the head coach of the Ankeny bowling teams, and we're going to recap the season thus far with him and take a look ahead to the rest of the year. He is Lane Rixmeyer. Lane, thanks for joining me here on this cold day. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I always love doing these. So doing pretty well. Just trying to stay warm just like everybody else.
You bet. Well, yeah, I appreciate you coming in today. I know it's a busy week for you guys. You had a meet yesterday. You have another one tomorrow. But I was looking at your schedule today, and there's only a few weeks left in the season. You know, boy, the season's gone by pretty fast, hasn't it?
Oh, man, it's crazy. I was just thinking that myself. I'm like, 3 weeks, we're going to do sub-state, and it's pretty much over with. It's crazy how much time flies.
Let's talk about yesterday's meet. You guys went up to Perfect Games to face Gilbert, and the highlight of the day was that your girls' team got their first win of the season. You know, they had to be pretty excited, huh?
Oh, yes. You know, we walked in, and I know the head coach, and he was like, yes, we only have four girls as well. I'm like, hey, 4-on-4. That means the girls have a chance today. So, and the girls have been bowling pretty good, just being the four of them and having good team chemistry. They've been improving every single meet this year, so it was a good win for them. So I'm super proud of them.
Well, yeah, your girls won by a score of 1506 to 1458. And like I said, that was the highest score of the season for them. And it was the first time this season, you know, that your girls did face a team with just the four girls bowling. So that, you know, put them on equal footing for the first time.
Yes.
You know, because they've been bowling at a disadvantage all year, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Every team, you know, got, you know, five or six or even, you know, I think Atoma's got like 12 girls or something like that. So it's, you know, for them to still have good morale and good team chemistry going into every meet, even though they're technically going to lose just because of that matchup, it just shows how good they are as a teammates. So,
well, Kaylee Aga led your team with a 261 series, which was close to her season high. Lynn Kronk had a 254. Marissa Larson-Miner had a 221. And Liliana Sinclair added a 203. Now, I don't imagine too many of your girls, you know, had competed on those lanes before. Did they seem to like that facility up there? I know it's in Ames, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. It's on the west side of town. And, yeah, the girls seem to have just a good time up there. It's, you know, first time for them, for those four. Me personally, I go there every week, so I can kind of help them understand how things are going to go and what adjustments they need to make as well. So, but they've, you know, every meet we go to, we just set the bar a little bit higher and they just keep hitting it. I don't know if it's the candy I'm feeding them or what, but, yeah. You know, whatever works, that's what we're going to keep doing. So,
well, I know the conditions can vary a lot from one facility to the next. Actually, one of my friends was laughing at one of the stories that I wrote about you guys when you mentioned the tough conditions, because he wondered if you guys were bowling outside or something. But, you know, they really can vary from one place to another, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many factors involved in that. And I can go down that rabbit hole. But every place is different, and that's the hard thing to explain, not just to bowlers, but to parents. You know, you could lay down the same shot, but if I do it in five different houses, I got five different conditions. So it's game of constant adjusting. So
for sure. Well, Lynn Kronk is the only senior on your girls' team, and she leads the squad with a 266 series average, and this is her third year on the varsity. You know, has she been a good leader for the girls' team?
Actually, you know, yeah, you know, for the most part, you know, they're all just kind of working together. So that just makes it, you know, even better. But with Lynn being the senior, she understands how I work now. And so it's just easier for her just to let her do her thing. And so
sure.
She's been pretty awesome at it. So,
well, this is your third year here, right?
Yes.
And of course, before you got here, there was like a long line of coaches from, you know, year to year, they had a new one. So I'm sure all the bowlers appreciate having you around now for 3 years. They kind of know what to expect.
Oh, absolutely. You know, first day, it's, you know, you recognize the returners, and then you're like, well, there's a room full of new people here, because, you know, so it's just getting used to everybody's names and techniques and skill levels is the only challenge I have. So
sure. But. All right. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny Bowling Coach Lane Rixmeyer today. And your girls' team now, they have a 1-9 record. The boys' squad is currently 2-8 after they lost to Gilbert by 250 pins. The Tigers won that meet by a score of 26-31 to 23-81. Now, your boys' team had been gradually improving, you know, its scores, and was coming off a season high score of 26-27 against Waukee on Thursday. So did they struggle a little bit on those lanes yesterday?
Yeah, we got into game two, and we noticed the transition. In my world, we call it getting tighter down lane, where all the oil pushes back to the back part of the lane. And so the adjustments for that are different of how you do that. But, you know, the boys just kept grinding, and we just couldn't, you know, as climb to the mountain fast enough. We were just running out of time to catch them. So,
well, of course, Gilbert, I think their boys have a record of like 7-1. So they got a good team, don't they?
They got a good team. They got some good players. I know the coach very well. And so I was, you know, and he goes, I'm going to have these guys for a couple of years. And I was like, you got them now. Their first year, they're pretty good. So they're going to be a pretty good team as the years come. So,
well, Blake Schumacher led your boys with a 367 series, excuse me, and Aiden Dereska had a 328, and those two guys are the only seniors in your varsity lineup, and they currently lead the team with series averages of 360 and 343, respectively. Now, both of them have been on the varsity for 4 years, and, of course, they were key members of your team that placed fifth in the state 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you've been really, you know, relying on them to lead the way this season, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, and the boys know it's, you know, it's a team deal, and you know, I kind of put, you know, Blake as the captain or as the team, but it's, they know, like, I can't lean on just them. It's all the other guys as well as the team, but they're doing a great job, so.
And the other boys in your varsity lineup of late have been Chase and Cole Jordan, Jackson Roberts, and Jay Miller. Mm-hmm. And I know those guys aren't as experienced as Blake and Aiden, but, you know, they've been improving throughout the season too, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Cole and Chase have really stepped up, the brothers, as I call them, as well. They improve a little bit every meet. You know, I think Chase just had his first 400 series last week, and he was pumped. I was pretty excited for him. So,
well, you guys will host a conference dual meet against Marshalltown on Thursday at Great Escape, and I see that the Marshalltown boys are currently 8-1 on the year, and that's a team that is always pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, they're always good. They're always good. Well respected on my end for that team and the abilities that they have. So they're very good. I'm looking forward to it. And it's our senior night. So we celebrate our five seniors that are leaving this year. So,
all right. And then looking ahead to the rest of your schedule, you guys will face Roosevelt next Tuesday, I believe, at Air Lanes. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have the conference meet on February 10th at Wayward Social, and that's in Mason City. What do you think your goals are going to be for that conference meet?
Honestly, just go have fun. I mean, because, you know, Waywood is going to have a Marshalltown as well. I think Mason City, us, and I believe Fort Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I just tell the guys every time we go someplace that way, you know, we just go have fun. We just do our job, and we let the pins fall where they may. So.
And then on February 15th, you guys will be going to a district meet, and that'll be at a site to be determined. And you're just telling me off air that you probably won't even know until early February where you're going, do you?
Oh, I know. Every parent is asking me, and I'm just going, I don't know yet. We won't know until, you know, that second week in February. So it can get a little hectic on that end of it, just from planning and then telling parents, like, hey, we just found out as well, you know. So it's hard for them to make, you know, to go there when
sure.
They just found out as well. Just as found out when we did, so.
Well, until you know who you're going to face at the district meet, it's probably kind of hard to even know what your goals are going to be for that meet, huh?
Oh, exactly. And then sight as well, because, you know, different conditions for different areas. We're just praying to God it's not like Sioux City like it was last year, so.
But yeah, I don't think I want to travel up there either.
Oh, man, those are two long days on my end. It was very long days, so.
Well, depending on where you do go, I mean, do you feel like if maybe one of your boys got hot at the right time, that even if the team didn't qualify, that you might be able to get an individual there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Blake and Aiden have the ability, and I tell them that every single day. I'm like, you guys are just as good as everybody else out there. It's just finding your groove and just going after it. So I believe that those two have a really good chance of making singles if they just hunker down and just go after it. So
Yeah, I know. I asked Aiden about this on the Prep of the Week feature a week ago that, you know, he had that 5.11 or 5.12 series a couple years ago. I mean, if he could post a number like that, I mean, that'd probably get him a state, wouldn't it?
Oh, easy for sure. You know, and depending on where we go, I mean, that number could be just as low as 4.40. And I know Aiden and Blake can pull that off pretty easily. You know, it's just, if you get hot at the right time, you know, any athlete, you're just unstoppable. So.
Well, I know from talking to you throughout the season, I mean, your main focus throughout the year is just constant improvement, getting better every day, because you aren't that concerned like with what the team's records are you?
No. And the way we figure in like team's records, it's all about, you know, the sub-state qualifiers. It's, you know, because you can go, you know, 0-10, but if you get hot on that last day for qualifying, man, you can make state. I mean, so in our world, the records aren't as important as some of the other records are, but it's just always improving, always getting better, always just setting that bar just a little bit higher just to give us a goal to go after. So,
well, you mentioned that the senior night is coming up tomorrow night. You're obviously going to have to replace, you know, those kids next year. And with the girls, you don't have any girls to come in to replace them. You know, so, I mean, I'm sure one of your goals for next year is to somehow try to get some more girls to come out, huh?
Oh, yeah. The AD and I have talked about some ideas that we can go about doing that. One is I'm going to do a summer camp this year. We kind of stayed away from that last year with everything going on.
Sure.
And so this year we're going to try to get a summer camp going, partnered with the Grandview team. And then we might even look at other schools that are close to us that don't have a team, but want to have a couple athletes come into our program. Whether that's Saydell or North Polk or whatever. So we just got to talk about that off, you know, as the season ends and go from there. So, but yeah, definitely girls.
Maybe some of the incoming freshmen too might have some options there.
Oh, you know? Exactly. I'm just, you know, we're just hoping to get, you know, I'm hoping for 5. Yeah. That, you know, just to have a team, you know, and Brandon and I are just praying that we at least have 5 next year. So.
But you'd think you'd be able to talk somebody into playing. You tell them, hey, if you come out, you're going to be on the varsity. You know?
Exactly. That, you know, we were doing everything. I was telling all the boys, I'm like, I don't care what girl, you know, just have them come out for the team. They're on the team. Like, so it was pretty funny at the first part of the season of just like getting the girls to come out.
So. Sure. All right, Lane. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming today. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I'm not sure if we're going to have a podcast next week or not. I'm actually going in on Tuesday to have some shoulder surgery done. And I'm not sure how I'm going to be feeling on Wednesday, so we'll kind of play that one by ear. But if we don't have one next week, hopefully we'll be back the next week. So we'll see you next time.